and a happy one to all who celebrate it.
It's why we love today.
Arriving on the 21st day of the second month of 2025. 52 in, 313 left to go. Today, otherwise known as National Language Day.
Okay.
So we will try to speak the correct one throughout the show today. No promises or guarantees. It is National Sticky Bun Day.
So sticky.
And it is Breakup Day.
1 week after Valentine's, somebody got it wrong.
Bye-bye. Especially if you have sticky buns. That might be the end of that whole thing. 11 days until Fat Tuesday, Mardi Gras. 16 until Daylight Saving Time starts and we spring forward.
F minus.
24 until St. Patty's. 58 until Easter. They better figure out this egg situation by then. 9 days until a Texas Independence Day. On this date in history, things happen, such as it was on this date in 1878, the first telephone book was published.
Oh, boy. I mean, what do they sit on now when the kids go to get their hair cut?
Encyclopedias.
Oh.
That's what you use those for now.
All right.
On this date in 1931, Alka-Seltzer was invented.
Oh, what a relief it is.
Feel better already.
On this date in 1947, the first ever Polaroid camera was demonstrated.
Ooh, shake it like a Polaroid picture.
On this date in 1948, NASCAR was a thing. Happy birthday, NASCAR.
You're going to have a party later?
It used to be NASCAR Day. I don't know. Oh, well.
Rude.
Fly the flag. On this date in church news, it was 1988, peak late 80s. And that started a trend for a minute. TV evangelist, televangelist, if you will, Jimmy Swaggart, tearfully cried on television, apologizing for all sorts of things that he evidently did.
Oh, yeah, and that kind of started a big
windfall. There was the Jim Baker thing,
yeah.
And then there was right here, Robert Tilton, he did his thing, who I think is somewhere down in the Caribbean now.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, he's back
making
on TV.
Making good choices.
Not related, though, but still, one guy that never had one single blemish. 2018, we lost the great Billy Graham. On this date tomorrow, a couple of interesting things. 1630, Native Americans introduced pilgrims to popcorn.
Oh.
At Thanksgiving.
That's
yeah, Thanksgiving
sweet.
In February back in the day.
Thanks, guys.
On this date in 1732, tomorrow, it's George Washington's birthday. What?
I'm just thinking of Thanksgiving in February.
I mean, I can always eat.
History has changed so much in the last, 30 seconds.
On this date in 1821, Spain sold the United States, Florida. $5 million.
I'll take it.
In 1820, really? Are we happy
about
it?
I don't know.
Also, Hawaii in 1900 became a U.S. territory on this date tomorrow. So
no?
Just a heads up, our union acquires things in history. On this date tomorrow. So it could happen.
The Gulf of America.
We already have that. Kind of. Well, we took it. If you look in the encyclopedia that you use to sit on while you drive, it says Gulf of America.
What a beautiful name.
Is it appropriate?
What a beautiful phrase. Michael Jackson's one of his kids, Prince Michael Jackson, is 23 today. Game of Thrones, Sophie Turner. She's the redhead. She's 29. Joe Alwyn, 34.
He's one of the legion of ex-boyfriends of Taylor Swift. She wrote his name. That's how that works.
And it's National Breakup Day, so.
And it's appropriate.
Yeah. See?
Actor Jordan Peele is 46 today. Jennifer Love Hewitt, also 46. Also of the three-name variety. And we love Mary Chapin Carpenter. She is 67 today.
I feel lucky.
Kelsey Grammer has somehow always looked kind of 70, but he is officially 70 today. And C-3PO, Anthony Daniels, is 79. Turning 50 tomorrow is Drew Barrymore.
Whoa!
Once the most popular woman on the internet, Jeri Ryan from Star Trek, 57 tomorrow. Rachel Dratch of SNL, Debbie Downer, 59. And Dr. J, Julius Erving, not an actual doctor, 75. On Sunday, Dakota Fanning is 31, Emily Blunt, 42, Olaf Josh Gad is 44, Texas' own Michael Dell of Dell Computers turns 60. There you go.
That's a lot of cake.